This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Welcome. It's great to be back again. And for those of you that have joined us online, welcome as well. I was praying with Angus and others online during the National Day of Prayer for our country. And during that time, there was one scripture that was mentioned that really stood out for me as a well-known scripture. I know it very well, but it says, if the Holy Spirit highlighted it for myself, and I was just praying and meditating through that. And I want to share a few thoughts around it. It's in John 10, verse 10. It says, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Very powerful scripture. And I've been praying and meditating on this. And as we see around us in this present time, the world speaks and acts like a thief. It comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God speaks and acts differently. He says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The contrast is so evident. To steal versus to give. To kill versus to give life. To destroy versus abundance. I was just reminded of how different God's kingdom is to this world. How different God's ways are to this world's ways. And how different God is to this world. And then so powerfully, God calls us out of this world to follow Him, to become more like Him, to become different in this world. But there is something else that stood out for me that is quite amazing. God has not just come to give us life. That what is needed to sustain life, the bare necessities of life. God didn't just come to give us life. He came that we may have life, and to have it abundantly, over and above, a surplus, more than what we need. That is why Christ came into the world, not just to meet our basic natural needs to sustain life, but to give us more than this life. It reminds me of Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 20 that says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Again, this concept of abundance, more than what we need, a surplus, that what overflows. God did not just come to give us life. He came to give us abundance. It says here, it speaks according to the power that works in us. It speaks of something greater than our physical need. It reminds me of the woman at the well. We know the account so well. The woman that came to the well with a need. She had a physical need. But then she had an encounter with Jesus. And that encounter changed the life radically. And what is so powerful is in the end we see as the woman leaves Jesus, she leaves the bucket. She leaves the jar at the well empty because she found something more than just the natural need. She found something more than the bare necessity of life. She found abundance in God. And it changed everything. During this encounter with Jesus, it all started with a very natural need, a bare necessity. We read in John 4 verse 7, and the woman of Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had already gone away into the city to buy food. And then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, and here everything changes. At this moment, it changes from the bare necessity, the natural need, that what is necessary to sustain life, it moves from here to abundance. Something that overflows, that cannot be contained. Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him. You would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Something that supersedes the natural. Something that's over and above what you need to sustain life. But living eternal life. It is here that the conversation changes from the basic to the abundance, from the natural to the eternal. If you knew the gift of God and who I am, you would have asked me for something else. Two things. The gift of God refers to eternal life. That is the gift of God. And the second is that I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. I am the Savior of the world. I am God. If you knew, you would have asked more than just the natural, the bare necessities. You would have asked for something else. Now, this really struck me as I was meditating upon this. We too can become so consumed by what goes on in this world that we end up asking primarily only for the basics, the bare necessities, our natural needs. We ask God to protect us. We ask God to provide for us. We ask God to heal us. We ask God to bless the food that we're about to eat. When there is a drought, we ask for rain. When there are looting, we pray for calm. When we are sick, we ask for healing. When we pray for our country, we ask that we may have peace so that we can live in peace. We ask for the bare necessities. But Jesus says, if you knew the gift of God and who I am, you would ask for something more. It reminds me of Matthew 6, verse 31, where Jesus says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, it shall be added to you. I have not just come to give you the basics. That's not why I've come. I've come to give you the kingdom. The natural versus the eternal. Life versus abundance. Jesus continues in his conversation with the woman. In verse 13, Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. You see the abundance? But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me of this water. Give me of this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. She still didn't fully understand what Jesus was speaking about. And so Jesus continues to help her to understand who he is and what it is he's offering. moving from the natural to the eternal, to eternal life and who he is. And then so powerfully in John 4 verse 25, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And then Jesus revealed himself. A gentle woman, thirsty for something so basic. Interestingly enough, it's the first time that Jesus clearly stated who he is. Not under a cover, not an assumption, not a suggestion, the Son of Man. Here he says plainly, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. I am the Messiah, the Christ. And then her response, so powerfully, her response in her actions. I love the detail that the Word of God leaves us. She leaves her jar, her pot, her bucket. She leaves it at the well because she found something greater. She found God himself. And she went back into the town and she told everyone with great joy and excitement that she had met Jesus. We read here, the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things I ever did. Could this be the Christ? And they went out of the city and came to him. And verse 39 we read, and many of the Samaritans in that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. You know, so powerfully, this woman with low esteem, a bad reputation, had an encounter with God. And she became a woman of high esteem, honored throughout the ages. We still speak of this woman. See, something changed when she started to pursue eternity and not just a need. Something changed. Jesus came to the earth not just to meet our physical needs. He came here to give us eternal life, eternal purpose, and an invitation to be part of the purposes of God. To seek his kingdom and his righteousness. To be co-laborers with him in this great salvation, this gospel, this good news. And it's when we pursue the eternal that life becomes abundant. In John 4 verse 31, in the meantime, his disciples urge him saying, Rabbi, eat. You are weak, you are hungry. The basics. You need food, Lord. Reminds me of what Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. And therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? And Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. And to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then come the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the field. For they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages. And he who gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. Jesus did not just come to meet our physical needs. Jesus came to give us more than just life. Came to give us eternal life, eternal purpose, the kingdom, and an inheritance. An invitation to participate, to gather for ourselves not just treasures on earth, but treasures in heaven. There's a whole dimension of life beyond what you have and you do not have. It's called the kingdom. I guess this is what I feel God is saying to us today. If we know the gift of God and we know who Jesus is, should we not also ask for something more than just the natural? Should we not also ask Him for what is eternal? Should we not also ask Him to show us, to use us, to send us? God has come to give us more than life. He's come to give us life abundantly. I want us to close our eyes for a moment. And I want you to take this time, this moment, and just in your own heart, in your own words, would we together ask God for something more than just the natural? Would we take this time and ask Him for something eternal? Just where you're at, just take this a moment and ask God for something beyond the natural. Something eternal, something of the kingdom, something of His will, something of His purpose, something of His heart, His desire. Ask Him for that as we are here together. Just take a moment. Just speak to Him. Lord, I ask that You would open our eyes, Lord, to see. Lord, I pray that You will open my eyes to see beyond what I see. Lord, You say the harvest is already white. We say, Lord, it's still 4 months. It's still so much work to do. And You say, no, lift up your eyes. Look at me. I say to You, the harvest is already white. Lord, I pray that You'll open our eyes to see the way You see. God, I pray that You will grant us the faith in You to ask You to help us, to equip us, to train us, to empower us, Lord, to become harvesters, laborers with You in this great field. God, I pray that You will show us eternity, Lord. Show us Your Spirit moving, Lord. Show us where You're at. Lord, grant us the faith and the power to be with You in this harvest. Lord, we want to see the lost come in. Lord, I pray that You will help us. Not just focus on this life, but the life to come. Not just on what we need, but the needs of others around us. Lord, I pray that You will teach us, show us, use us, send us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that Your kingdom may come and Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Before we ask You for what we need, that You may be glorified in and through us. I pray for those who are here who have need. Lord, I pray that You will meet every physical need in Jesus' name. Those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are destitute. Lord, I pray that you will come and meet every need. But I pray, God, that our desire would be more than that. Lord, I pray for those who are here, Lord, that are hungry and thirsty for you. Those who do not know you. Those who are far away from you. Lord, I pray for those who are listening, Lord, and hunger for more. Lord, I pray, Lord, that those who are in need of a Savior, or need of a King, of a Father, of a purpose, of salvation, of redemption, of forgiveness. Lord, I pray for those who have a bad reputation, a low esteem in this world. Lord, I thank you that you've given us an opportunity to be washed, to be cleansed, to be redeemed, to be exalted, to be called children of God. Lord, I pray for every heart here today, Lord, that wants to respond to you. Lord, I pray that as they do right now, that you will come by your Spirit and you will do as you did with this woman, and that you will fill them with your Spirit right now as they bow their knee before you, as they call out to you and say, Lord, come. As they hear you knock at their hearts, Lord, they open, Lord, that you will come in and dine and live and make your home within them, that you will fill them with such abundance that these earthly things become so dim in comparison to your love and your mercy and your grace. I pray that right now in Jesus' name for each and every one of us, as we ask you for more. Be with us. Bless us. Jesus' name. Amen.
This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.